It's Thursday, April 4th, AD 2024. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Monday, the day after Resurrection Sunday, Muslim attackers killed 4 Christians in northern Nigeria. One pastor told International Christian Concern, quote, "Fulani militants are killing Christians in Bokkos. Attacks by radical Fulani have been going on for a long time, and they do not want Christians in Nigeria. Pray for us, because we will never give up our faith in Christ Jesus, and we will forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." End quote. Revelation 12, verse 11 says, "And they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." Local residents also said the Nigerian army does nothing to protect them as the attacks continue. Nigeria is the 6th most dangerous country to be a Christian, according to the Open Doors World Watch List. A 7.4 magnitude earthquake hit Taiwan yesterday. The quake killed at least 9 people and injured at least 900 more. Over 150 people are trapped. It's the strongest quake to hit Taiwan in 25 years. The previous 7.7 magnitude earthquake of 1999 caused over 2,000 deaths. CBN News reports that churches in Ukraine continue to grow since Russia invaded the country in 2022. Pastor Oleh Durkinchenko of Antonova Kherson Church said they face constant shelling. However, attendance has grown from 100 people to as many as 700. In addition, Pastor Andrei Skantsev of The Church of Jesus Christ in Kherson shared a similar testimony.
Before the war, about 150 people attended the church, but after the start of the war, 2 or 3 times more people started attending the church. Some got baptized, converted to Christianity. We had twice or thrice the amount of people who got baptized during the war.
Meanwhile, in the U.S., former President Donald Trump is leading President Joe Biden in several key swing states ahead of November's presidential election. A Wall Street Journal poll found that Trump led Biden between 2 and 8 percentage points in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona. Biden only led in Wisconsin. The polls revealed Trump's lead both in a head-to-head match with Biden and separate polls which included Trump, Biden, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the independent. Speaking of Trump, the former president told supporters on Tuesday that Election Day, November 5th, 2024, would be Christian Visibility Day. This comes after Biden declared a Transgender Day of Visibility, which fell on Resurrection Sunday this year. Listen.
"That's total disrespect to Christians, and November 5th is going to be called something else. You know, it's going to be called Christian Visibility Day when Christians turn out.
Despite much political polarization, U.S. adults agree on several issues, according to a new Associated Press National Opinion Research Center poll. Over 90% of Americans say equal protection under the law, the right to vote, and freedom of speech are very important to U.S. identity. Over 80% said the right to privacy, freedom of religion, and the right to assemble peacefully are very important as well. Majorities also said freedom of the press and the right to keep and bear arms are significant. Leaders in Maryland are calling for prayer after the tragic collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge last Tuesday. A cargo ship crashed into the bridge after departing the port of Baltimore, leaving 6 people presumed dead. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott invited people to join him and leaders across the city by attending a prayer vigil at Mount Olive Baptist Church.
"This is an unthinkable tragedy. We have to first and foremost pray for all of those who are impacted, those families. Pray for our first responders."
Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski and Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore also encouraged prayer. And finally, this year is being called the Year of the Cicada. One brood of the red-eyed periodical insect emerges every 13 years, Another brood emerges every 17 years. This year, they are set to coincide across multiple states. The last time this happened was in 1803, when Thomas Jefferson was president. And it's not expected to happen again until the year 2245. Trillions of cicadas are expected to emerge in the coming months. When appearing in such numbers, their collective chorus can be as loud as jet engines. Genesis 1:25 says, "And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, April 4th in the year of our Lord, 2024. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.